This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, he, they, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe, what's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And wow. You might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Happy to be hanging out with you into the 6 o'clock hour we go. Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope today. I am the Bulldog. Thank you for hanging with us. We do appreciate it always. 803-0550 is the number. Lines are open for you. We've covered some ground. Nate has made a couple of impassioned pleas about chickens coming home to roost.
That's right.
Which really reminds me a little bit of my, but maybe the Josh Allen draft, sell the farm. There was a sell the farm era here, like giving up all these picks. I'm selling the farm. Like, who cares about the farm?
Sell the damn farm. Right.
Right.
I'm going to die soon. I don't care about the farm in 5 years. I might be dead.
Wow. This took a turn.
Well,
I mean, just got really dark. Anyway, go all in. Like, I've really enjoyed you today. I mean, I enjoy you when you're here regardless, but I really have appreciated that perspective today. We focused mostly, we had a nice long conversation with Trevor Sikkema, which we'll bring you here in about 20 minutes or so, on the draft, but it was entirely about the defensive side of the ball, as it turned out. Right? I mean, we went long on defensive tackle and edge and corner and even safeties. I don't think we talked about linebackers at all, but...
Nope. You know, don't really need to.
But. I don't think there is a need to. But there is an offensive side of the ball. We've spent the last little while here, we've talked a lot about James Cook in the last 40 minutes or so. I don't know when I'm going to have the opportunity to do this with you again, how soon, but receiver-wise, I mean, I'm sure you're at least vaguely familiar with the class of wide receivers available in free agency, and it looks pretty bad, I think I'd say.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't look great, yeah.
The high end of it even maybe isn't even going to exist with T. Higgins likely to get franchised. That hasn't officially happened yet, right?
No, it has not.
There's time that there's a deadline into March that teams need to act on that by that date, but all the reporting yesterday indicated that they were going to do that, at least keep him there for another year. Chris Godwin, just another name, like, you know, older-ish, right? What is Godwin? He's
29,
okay.
Yeah.
Not that.
Coming off the ACL, though.
Right.
I will say.
Oh, no, ankle. Wasn't it a dislocated ankle?
Was it?
For Godwin, or was it an
I don't know.
I thought he dislocated an ankle.
So,
anyway.
I actually would wonder if a player like that, because at 29.
But what I was going to say is there was a roster bonus deadline coming
yeah.
that they pushed off by a couple of weeks. So it looks like he's working with Tampa to stay in Tampa.
Okay.
Is what the reporting reads like. I mean, again, that doesn't have to be, but it sure sounds like they're cooperating to try to make it more flexible.
So I would say that this free agent class doesn't, it's not a great wide receiver class.
Right. So if you're Googling free agent wide receivers and you see T. Higgins, and you see Chris Godwin, I think you probably want to just remove them.
But it's kind of a perfect pool for what the Bills might be looking for in there. Like, I think
the $8 to $10 million receiver.
Bunch of those guys that they could choose from. Again, I think a lot of people have.
Can you give me an example?
Hollywood Brown. To me, like that's the guy I've really I think makes a ton
of sense. What is it with that side of the room and Hollywood Brown? Mike loved the Hollywood Brown idea last year.
I think that he probably makes less than he did last year. He made $7 million and played basically just the playoffs for them. But he, to me, is a guy that can fly. And I feel like that's what this offense misses. Listen, I've been hammering home Tutu Atwell as a guy that I'd really like to see the Bills take a swing at. He's a free agent, comes from the Rams, played at Louisville, small but electric, like super fast. And they have not found – it's not for lack of trying to find that guy, but the guys that they have sort of tabbed as their speed guy.
Isaiah McKenzie, Deontay Hardy, Curtis Samuel. Is that the list?
Yes. They weren't truly like straight line, I'm going to go run past you guys. They were kind of like gadgety, jet sweep, can't run a full route tree, but none of them were like, hey, just go run past that guy. I do think that's more Hollywood Brown. He gives you more than that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tutu Atwell gives you more than, I think, at 47, 48 catches last year as their number four receiver, which is what we're talking about here, number four receiver. I think your top three are locked, right? I think it's Shakir, Coleman, and Samuel. And I think you want to bring Matt Collins back. That's four. That means I have a number four, presumably receiver, needs to be a specialized role. I'd like for that guy to just be a burner. And I don't think you got to pay a lot of money for a burner.
I have been on this. I've been in this car of the wide receiver train. Is that the appropriate way to
put it? Is it the caboose?
I don't think the caboose. Since the 2020 AFC Championship game against Kansas City, I thought, I need more speed. I need to get faster. All over the field, but especially at receiver, like we're talking about here. I need to get faster. And that's never materialized. Like, we just ran down the list of guys that they've tried. Now, Samuel, I expect, will be back here again next year and maybe healthier to start the year. Maybe you get something there. But I'll tell you what, man, with the class of receiver that's out there, the biggest buyer beware I would have about Hollywood Brown is what happened to him this year in the Chiefs and what's happened to him largely throughout his career. Like, when has he played a whole year? He is a guy, I mean, look, it's football, I mean, but availability has to matter here. So I admire the skill set. I love the speed factor. I'm just not sure I can count on him. How do you feel about, let me look away from that model. We just got in this great trade. I'm telling you, it's in tremendous shape. It hasn't been used that much lately. Can I interest you in a Darius Slayton, perhaps?
I think he's going to make a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's out.
Like, if you, I think contract value or his potential, is it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
14 to 15?
Ooh, I got to look. I'm just looking at the chart of free agents. Let's see. Market value at SpotTrack has him at $15.8
yep.
million annual.
I'm thinking like another Samuel, like something in the 6 to 8, 6 to 9 at the very most.
That price tag blows my mind.
Yeah. Slayton's he's viewed as a nice player that had to play with Daniel Jones.
Well, boy. Look, this doesn't have to be gospel, but that I respect it.
SpotTrack's pretty solid.
They do their work. That blows my mind. Yeah. I cannot believe that number. $15.8 million. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, that's probably out then. I think you're right about Hollywood Brown. Like, that should cost a lot less. Probably half that, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Even less than that if he has to take less because another injury-riddled season is what he got. Tutu. What's the valuation on Tutu Atwell? That's not a player. Like, I mean, I know the name, but I'm not super familiar with
this
game.
$4 million, I think, something. $4 or $5 million. Like, and he's a player that has been a good number four wide receiver, and it's just like he just fits the profile of the player that I want. It doesn't mean that the Bills will want that type of profile, but I do think about this quite often. That I do wonder how different the offense is this year if the Bills have Xavier Worthy.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
Yeah. It would have been even cooler if he wasn't on the Chiefs as well. It'd be like double cool because he plays for you and he's also not on the Chiefs.
Yeah. I agree on
and
both
also,
of those.
And
yeah.
also, if you're playing the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the AFC Championship game, and instead of Xavier Worthy and, you know, it's Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster and the ghost of DeAndre Hopkins. I would have felt better. So, like, all this to say, I really liked Worthy coming out. That's why I was upset that they did what they did, even more with who they did it for. And, of course, it was that moving up.
You and me both, babe.
I knew when they traded back with Kansas City, that's who they were going for. And I was like, ugh! Because I have wanted that type of player in this offense.
Well,
you have a literal rocket man with a projectile that is attached to his right arm, and you don't have anybody that can go just, hey, well, I'm going to sit here for like 3 seconds and throw this as far as I possibly can.
Yeah. Well, let's dig in on this a little bit. What would have been, I mean, I don't know what the Bills thought of Xavier Worthy. I mean, there's a lot of Tyler Dunn's talked to Xavier Worthy. He thought the Bills really liked him. He and Joe Brady hit it off. So I don't know if there just wasn't a consensus, or maybe they just didn't like him at 28. And, you know, maybe they thought they could get him where they ended up getting Keon Coleman. I don't know. But I do know what the scouting reports were and what the concerns were on Worthy, and I'm sure you do too, because it was a player we were both crushing on in the draft process. So small, so slight, injury risk. How's he going to get off press coverage at the line of scrimmage? And, you know, the physicality in the NFL is going to eat him up. Well, Do we not think that that's getting harder and harder to defend as a principle, right? Because the way the rules are, like Ronnie Lott is not roaming around center field and trying to take your head off.
Mm-hmm.
There are penalties in place and fines in place. And just see, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but the physicality required to be a successful wide receiver, I think,
dramatically lower than it used to be.
Right. That's the point.
You don't see big...
No.
Giant boundary receivers anymore. They just, the idea that he was going to have trouble getting off the line of scrimmage, I just thought was such an overplayed, antiquated thought process about where, because
100%
you just,
agree.
Like, who fears that about Tyreek Hill? Nobody fears that he's not going to be able to get off the line of scrimmage. In fact, teams are petrified to put hands on him.
But he's he's small, but he's he's a like a fire pluggy type guy. Like,
but
worthy Devontae Smith are slight builds.
Players
like,
that are that
but
speed.
Still, it doesn't matter anymore to me.
Players with that level speed, teams are petrified. Because if you take one step at a guy and miss him, bye.
Yep. Well, how do you feel about Tez Johnson?
Oh, I love it.
In the draft.
Yes. Second round, maybe if he's there.
What's the scary thing on him is we've talked about him.
He's Whittle.
He's listed here on the CBS Sports site as 165 is what they have listed here.
It's lower than that.
It's lower than that. We've talked about him, and I don't want to give the whole speech again. We just both agreed on it. I don't think that has to be a no-fly zone anymore, right? Maybe the Bills will tell you they didn't like Xavier Worthy because they want their receivers to be good blockers down the field or something. And, like, you know, you've got guys to do that, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm fine if you want to bring back Mac Hollins, but please stop hanging on to this notion that you need a certain body prototype to be your whatever, X, Y, Z. I don't care. Just get me some speed. Tez Johnson, I don't know where he'll go. CBS has him rated as the 163rd prospect in the draft. That's pretty far down the list. But for God's sake, if that's a guy you could get on Saturday, call me. I'm extremely interested in that. Like, that's a draftable guy to me. I don't know anything about off the field and character and everything else. Although I did see him speaking at the Senior Bowl, I think it was, and he came off great talking about how he transitioned. He was in a smaller school, maybe in the MAC, before he got to Oregon. I don't remember now if it was Toledo or Akron, but I think he was in the MAC before he got to Oregon. Troy, thank you, Zach. So not the MAC, but still similar enough. And, you know, had to learn how to deal with, you know, a different kind of player, a different caliber of player once he got to what league is Oregon in now? The Big Ten?
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry, I've just talked myself into wanting to die because I had to say Oregon is in the Big Ten. All right, anyway, I like that player a lot. That's a guy that I'll be thinking about. That's an early draft crush, but not, you know, early in the draft. You should be able to get him later on, I would think anyway, at least at this stage. We'll see how he runs and what happens at the combine, etc.
He might go ahead and run that, like, 4.3. That is like, okay.
All right. Should I be rooting against that then?
No. He should run that, and then the Bills should still figure out a way to do it.
More on the draft as we're talking here about Tez Johnson. We're not going to talk about any receivers, but we'll talk a lot about defensive prospects in this draft with our next guest, Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus, their lead draft analyst. That's ahead right here on WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.